I'm with Rob and Chris in the Pawson's Arms pub, just down the road from Selhurst Park, two Crystal Palace fans, and this is arguably the most important game ever played between the two clubs.
In terms of the value that there is to getting promoted, I would certainly say so, yeah. We've played a couple of playoff games in the past where I think the one against West Ham was a £40 million bonus that you'd get at the end of it all, but this time round it's £70 million, so yeah, it's certainly... the biggest game we played against Brighton, I would say, definitely.
And what about you, Chris?
Oh, massively excited about today. Hugely excited. Massive game. I'm a little bit concerned about the game personally, but I think that eventually we could come out of a win if we put everything back together.
What would you settle for tonight?
Sorry?
What would you settle for tonight?
I'd settle for a 1-0 win or a one goal victory tonight. Just take it back to their place, and then I think we can defend one back of theirs.
Goals have been hard to come by for Crystal Palace, and you've got three on Saturday.
Well, at the beginning of the season we started off poorly, and in the middle of the season we scored quite freely. Recently it's been difficult, but it seemed on Saturday everything seemed to click a bit. And with Zaha and Murray and Bolasie, I think that we've got real threats that can score goals.
How do you see the game going tonight, Rob?
I'm concerned in a certain way, but I think the thing is, the way that Palace fans approach these games normally is with a quiet confidence. We don't like telling people that we're a good side, purely because it's against our nature. We're not usually a good side. So in this case, I'd be happy with a one-goal lead. Ideally, I would think that we will try and keep a clean sheet, and if we can keep a clean sheet and take it to the away game, who knows? We'll just have to wait and see. It's I know that Brighton are a very difficult side to play at the moment. They're in a great deal of form at the moment, so we'll see. It's just a matter of who's better on the day, I guess.
And of course, come Monday night, around about 10 o'clock, one of the set fans is going to have bragging rights for the next 10 years.
It's certainly true. Yeah, it's going to be... It all depends on the final, I think. I mean, you know, you can win the semi-final and then get to the final and lose. So you're right, but equally, I would say that it's how it goes. I mean, to be perfectly honest, the Brighton fans I've met over the years, I've played with the Robert Eaton Memorial Fund team, and they're all decent people. So while there is banter, it's never going to get to the point where it gets silly. So,
well, let's hope it doesn't. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.